Well, if I know you, you want to spend a lot of that life breath singing. So I think we should go on to song number two, which is about using your voice for joy. Tell us about song number two.
Well, Joy Comes was written after a very long and difficult time for me. In the early 80s, I had moved away from my family, was living in California, and my mother attempted suicide, and so I actually ended up moving back home to be closer to them because I had the sense that she was not going to be alive much longer. She had struggled with depression all her life, the suicidal behaviors, you know, all through my childhood into my adulthood were constant. There was not much relief for her. So she killed herself in 1983. In 1984, I collapsed with kidney failure and was diagnosed with lupus, and I almost died. I spent many, many years trying to find the correct combination of medical care to get this thing into remission. It didn't happen for a very, very long time. Part of the lupus was also that I was very depressed, and I became suicidally depressed. And it also could have been, you know, for me, genetic, who knows. But I was at a workshop, a writing workshop, in Rockford, Illinois, and I was watching everyone else in the workshop. I'm very much introverted, and I was very puzzled about these other women who were experiencing joy in their life. I listened to the story of this woman who had recently lost her husband to a very dramatic illness. She suffered along with him. She also had lupus and suffered in very many of the same ways that I did. She told a story about watching the birds at the bird feeder in the morning and describing the incredible joy that she experienced when watching them. And I was just flabbergasted and puzzled and wondered, how the heck do you live the life that you live and still find joy in it? And so that became a question of mine to God. And this song is what God gave me in response. Joy comes in the morning, joy comes all day long, joy comes in the evening when you sing to me your song. It was really a lovely thing, and God affirming me in my singing, he really nailed it. You know, I do experience joy when I sing. It doesn't really much matter what's going on around me.
Joy comes in.